This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Amazon has opened a brand new live physical store. The company that got rich selling books online and richer taking over the e-commerce market has opened an actual physical store you can enter in New York City, selling card games, skillets, and other products that are highly rated on its website. Aptly named Amazon 4-star, it is but Amazon's latest attempt to disrupt traditional brick-and-mortar shopping. We'll talk about it, but first, these tech headlines. The SEC sues Elon Musk for fraud and seeks an exit from Tesla. Thursday, securities regulators sued Tesla CEO Elon Musk and sought to remove him from Tesla. The SEC lawsuit, sparked by Mr. Musk's August comments that he had lined up funding for a corporate buyout, seeks civil penalties against Mr. Musk and asks a court to bar him from being the officer or director of a public company. Online user privacy gets a big push in Washington. Lawmakers at a hearing in Washington, D.C. Wednesday said there is growing consensus on the need for legislation. But the hearing this week highlighted potential disagreements on what exactly a bill should aim to do. Execs from tech giants such as Amazon and Alphabet's Google warned in the hearing that certain types of regulation could limit the services they offer to consumers. This comes as CEO Sundar Pichai meets with top GOP lawmakers Friday, responding to the latest scrutiny of the company's market power and alleged bias in its search results. The Wall Street Journal's Douglas McMillan and Robert D. McKinnon are covering it all at WSJ.com. Blue Origin, the space transportation company run by Amazon's Jeff Bezos, wins a new big contract. United Launch Alliance, a joint venture between Boeing and Lockheed Martin, one that launches U.S. military and spy satellites into orbit, has announced it has picked Blue Origin's BE-4 engine for its Vulcan rocket. The long-term, potentially multi-billion-dollar agreement could provide a big boost to Blue Origin's eventual goal of becoming a major military provider itself. Blue Origin is financing and developing the BE-4 engine almost entirely with its own funds, and Mr. Bezos has said he invests roughly $1 billion of his personal fortune into Blue Origin annually. Coming up, things are about to get real for Amazon. It's going to open a new physical store, selling all kinds of items ranked 4 stars or above, and anything else new, trending locally.
Whether you're an entrepreneur growing your own business, a star contributor turned manager, a senior executive tapped to lead a global business unit, or a seasoned executive preparing for the C-suite, Harvard Business School Executive Education can help you rise to the challenge. Their 4 comprehensive leadership programs accelerate career growth and transform talented executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
Amazon has opened a new physical store that will feature a selection of goods curated partly by local consumers' online shopping habits, part of its master plan to reshape the way people shop. Amazon 4-star opened to the public Thursday in the Soho neighborhood of New York. Joining us now from our San Francisco studio with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. Hey.
Hi.
So I'm looking here at the journal's little snapshot of Amazon 4-star. I'm seeing all kinds of things like stylish stationery, trending around New York, baby and toddler. The idea is just to sell 4-star items or the hot ticket items that are selling on Amazon, correct?
Right. So it's all the top rated products on Amazon. Typically, if you go on Amazon, you can leave a review of anywhere from 1 to 5 stars. So everything in the store is 4 stars or above, because, of course, if you get anything less than 5 stars, you're in the 4-star range.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's very few 5-star products on Amazon. But all that to say that they've chosen a very random assortment of things that they think people are going to want to shop for.
Yeah,
and
see
it's
that.
Change. Yeah. Right. Well, so we actually sent a reporter over there to check it out, and it was fun. She found all kinds of interesting things, like his and hers mugs. They have pet toys. They have beer glasses, they have candles, pretty much anything you can think of.
I see some Echo shows there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All the Amazon devices, of course. So it's an interesting method, right? They're taking things that they know people like shopping for on Amazon, putting them in a store, but as a consumer, you don't really know what you're going to get when you walk in. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out.
And I'm curious, is it keeping with the other Amazon store themes, for example, with Amazon Go convenience stores where you're tracked, or, you know, with Whole Foods when you zap when you leave? That is it going to be a similar experience for the consumer?
It's going to be different from Amazon Go because you do have to actually check out. Whole Foods, you do scan your app as you leave. This way, you're going to be able to pay if you want with your Amazon app, or you can pay with a normal credit card. So there is a discount inside the store for Prime members, which is the same. It's going to give you different pricing if you're a Prime member versus list price if you're not, which is a way that they can also hopefully convince some consumers to get on board with Prime. But yeah, it'll be an interesting experience, different than their other stores, but a new test to kind of test out physical retail.
Yeah, and you know, I'm getting the sinking suspicion that Amazon is going to continue to try and disrupt brick and mortar. This isn't their first go at stepping outside of the internet, you know. Are there plans to open anywhere else or anything else outside the box like this coming down the pike?
Amazon's been experimenting with physical retail now for a few years. So they have more than a dozen bookstores, Whole Foods grocery stores, as you mentioned, and the Amazon Go cashierless stores. This is a new foray into retail. I did ask one of their executives about whether or not they might build more of these. He said, right now, they're just experimenting, but they're going to definitely gauge how consumers react and then go from there.
All right. Well, if you're in New York, check it out. Laura Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.